been an awesome show today here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Always appreciate all of you for however you're listening, wherever you're listening, whether it's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, the podcast feed, wherever your podcast, kslsports.com. We appreciate it. I mean, this is, we're getting now to the point where we're almost at our, fifth year anniversary since you and I started taking this thing over, Matt. We're getting pretty close to that next month. So we always enjoy doing this show. So we want to give a thanks to all the listeners for making this possible. Without you guys, we would not be able to do this. So we appreciate you giving us the chance to talk BYU sports every single week. And one of our favorite topics is the NFL draft. It's just a fun football conversation every single year. And Kingsley Suamataia drafted to the Chiefs, but Nate Slack, our producer, we were not very good on our predictions last year for this year's draft, were we?
No, and you know, 5 years, you'll have good predictions, you'll have some bad predictions.
Yeah.
You'll take your victory laps occasionally, but this time we actually got to go over some of your predictions from last year. Each of you guys gave your top five players you thought would be drafted this year.
Oh, no.
Let's listen to that.
Oh, gosh.
I'll give you five. You give me five. I think that there is enough talent in the roster right now that you could see as many as five guys taken. So in no particular order, these are guys who, if they have a great year, meaning they're healthy, they play well against good competition, BYU probably goes to a bowl game, like all those things need to happen. But if those things do, I would say Isaac Rex is one. I think Connor Pate could be in there. Max Tooley, Tyler Batty, and then the last one, Eddie Heckard.
The number one guy to me is Kingsley Suamataia. I think he could be round one good. This is kind of a 50-50 toss-up. It's projection-based, but he's got 13 starts under his belt at Oklahoma State. It's Caleb Etienne. I also think Paul Mile could be a guy that gets drafted. And then finally, Keaton Slovis.
Not great.
Not pretty.
Hey, like, we did have, like, Connor Pay in the mix. He returned.
Tyler Batty
returned. So it's not as bad as it initially looks because some of those guys are running it back. But, you know, let's make this a yearly tradition, Mitch. Who are going to be five players you think could be drafted on this year's football team for next year's NFL draft?
I'm going to go with Tyler Batty. I'll also say, this might be a bold one here, Caleb Etienne. Caleb Etienne, even though last year his film was not pretty, that body and how he looked in spring, that's going to catch the eyes of NFL teams. If he gets some good film this year, I think he's going to have an NFL opportunity. I'll say him. I got a full list up on kslsports.com of early 2025 BYU prospects. I also think Jacob Robinson. I think he's someone that Robinson's been highly productive. I think he's going to be even better this year. What about you?
Here's my five, and I think we're going to be similar in a lot of regards. Tyler Batty, I think, has a real chance. He's a first or second team guy. And look, he's got to get the sacks.
Like, yes, it's got to happen.
It's got to happen. If he has another year with 2.5 sacks or whatever, it's not going to happen because there won't be the production. But Batty's got the ability. Jacob Robinson does have the stats. I'm feeling really good about Jacob Robinson being drafted. I'm doubling down on Connor Pay.
I like that.
I've got to double down on Ben Bywater as someone who I feel like has the chance. The only thing with Ben that gives me a little pause is that there's the health concerns and the age that's working against him. He wouldn't be someone taken in the first 2 days, but maybe with a great productive year, he could sneak in to become a sixth or seventh. And then for me, the last guy that I think has a real shot, and this is my dark horse, but after the insane number of receivers taken over this year's NFL draft, Chase Roberts, he's got the physical ability, and he's got sneaky speed, too. Like, if he has a really good year and establishes himself as the number one guy, and maybe he gets an honorable mention or something, I could see Chase declaring and going pro. So that's my dark horse, Chase Roberts.
I like that. Two other guys for me to round out my five, Braden Keim. I think the fact that the left tackle position has produced so many NFL draft picks, it's going to get eyeballs on him. Keim's an athlete, too. He's 6'9". He was considering the NFL this year, but he comes back, and I think that's going to help his cause. He's going to put out some good film this year for BYU. I'll go with an underclassman like you did with Chase Roberts. I'll say Waylon Lopuaho. I'm staying kind of in the trenches. I just don't – outside of the trench, I don't see many, you know, clear-cut NFL guys. And I think the theme with all these players we're mentioning, they're not – locks to be picked like Kingsley was. Kingsley was like, he almost didn't need to play this past year, and he would have got picked because he was once a five-star. He had the size, the measurables. You know, because I think this past year, Kingsley, I think you could say, kind of took a step back compared to what he was in 2022. Still, heck of a talent. But I think no one in 2025 is a bona fide lock, but we've seen at BYU, guys can catapult and skyrocket up the boards like Zach Wilson did 4 years ago. So those are my five guys that I think could be in the mix, and a lot of it's going to be on the offensive line.
Let's just, for the heck of it, do one more. On the outside looking in, honorable mention, bonus selection. For me, Jack Kelly's the guy. Mm. We've heard a lot about his potential from defensive coordinator Jay Hill. If the production's there, you know, he's a weight room freak. He's a talented BMX biker. Maybe he's got a professional career there as well, but he's someone who came to BYU for a chance to maybe get some better film and make an NFL push. So I'm curious to see what he does for BYU.
Another guy I like is John Nelson, potentially, yep, because he could play D-end or he could play D-tackle, and I think he's going to be highly productive. I'd also add maybe Blake Mangelson, too. Mangelson's a lightly, you know, hasn't played much at BYU, but he's kind of a freak. And there's kind of a theme with the way I kind of look at some of these NFL draft prospects is that, are they freaky away from the field? And I think that gets you a foot in the door to be in the conversation with NFL guys. It's weird with a guy like Jacob Robinson. He's not a freak, but he's just productive. And is production enough for NFL scouts to kind of fall in love and be enamored with you? I kind of err on the side of caution that that is not the case. NFL scouts seem to always fall in love with the measurables, the speed, the size, the hand size. So it's a fascinating deal, but NFL draft, it's always fun. And the good thing is, Matt, is that BYU is always producing NFL draft picks every single year, and that's been a good thing for BYU's football program. But it's been a great show today, Matt, and great stuff. Always enjoy hosting the show with you, and hope all Cougar Nation has a great weekend.
I feel the same way, man. It's been a lot of fun. We're looking forward to having a great year. A lot of good things planned for you Cougar fans into the future. So however you consume the show, and there's a new way to consume the show. We got a YouTube presence,
yes,
now, too. So if you're into YouTube like myself, I'm a junkie for YouTube. You can listen to it there as well. And, hey, we love your commentary on the podcast in terms of rate and review. Let us know how we can serve you better, Cougar Nation. Good stuff, Mitch. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.